Let's talk about Postwoman. And like all good superheroes, it has a great origin story. Liza Thomas started a new job at a startup out in India called Zartek. The very first project they encountered on day one was, of course, API integration of one of those great legacy projects. Any normal day on a normal developer machine, you'd crank open Postman and start testing that integration. Well, the problem with that is what happens if you're already running a bunch of Electron apps? Or if you're using a low-end PC that can't handle that? Well, the idea of Postwoman was born. It started with the idea of having a multi-platform accessible and the ability to run online. Now, Postwoman is not a full replacement for Postman, but it's feature-rich and designed perfectly. So what features does it have? Well, you can do get, post, put, delete, and has options. It's fully customizable with a theme, so you can do some crazy color scheming. It is a progressive web app, so you can install it on a tablet or a phone. It has instant loading with service workers, offline support, low RAM and CPU. It uses WebSocket, so TCP, what up? Auth via basic username and password, or you can use token-based authentication. You can send headers, parameters, and the body, obviously. And responses are well formatted. And if you happen to get an HTML response, you get a sweet preview window. And you also get history now, so you can recall old tests if you need to run them again. Maybe you fix a piece of your API and you just want to make another call. That's totally possible. So to use Postwoman, you have a couple of options right now. You can use it directly on the fully set up website, or you can just check out the code, like I always do, and do npm install and npm run dev.